Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Smith Ballou, Leslie Cerrone, and Franklin Bauer, have some records about the organ, and listen to some silent film music. As you might remember, last week was Wurlitzer Weekend, a series of 5 theater organ concerts at various venues around Southern California sponsored by the Los Angeles Theater Organ Society. 2 of the concerts featured silent films with theater organ scores, so here are some songs from the silent film accompaniments. Thank you.
Gotta go and find one of those beauties. I'm screaming, gonna get a girl, because I ought to have a girl, because I never had a girl. That's why I'm gonna get a girl.
One of the silent films shown in this year's Wurlitzer Weekend was 1925's Seven Chances, which was directed by and starred Buster Keaton as Jimmy Shannon. Jimmy finds out that he stands to inherit $7 million, but only if he marries by 7 p.m. that very day. The organist accompanying the film was Jerry Nagano, whose score included portions of the song we just heard, Gonna Get a Girl, cleverly inserted at appropriate points in the story. Gonna Get a Girl was performed there by Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, with Tom Stax providing the vocal on July 7th, 1927, and Tommy Gott providing that gobbling trumpet. Yeah, that. Alright, stop it. Gonna Get a Girl was written by Al Lewis, Howard Simon, and bandleader Paul Ash. Before that was a melody used in accompaniments to lots of silent films and melodramas, and in many cartoons, too, for that matter, Hearts and Flowers. Hearts and Flowers was written in 1893 by composer, arranger, and violinist Theodore Moses Tabani. It was performed there by J.H. Squire's Celeste Octet. J.H. Squire was born in 1880 and was a violinist, serving as a musician in the Royal Navy and Royal Marines. He served aboard several ships, including HMS Agincourt, the last fully rigged sailing ship in the Royal Navy. He left the service in 1906 and led and recorded with his dance band, the Carcino Orchestra, in the teens, before forming the J.H. Squire Celeste Octet, the first light orchestra on BBC Radio. This orchestra recorded a number of sides for Columbia in the 20s and 30s, and J.H. Squire was quite a distinctive figure, stylishly wearing a monocle. The J.H. and J.H. Squire stood for John Henry. He died in 1956. Wurlitzer Weekend started off this year with a screening of the 1928 Marion Davies William Haynes picture Show People. It's a silent film, but it does have a Vitaphone synchronized score, and the theme song is Crossroads, written by William Axe, David Mendoza, and Raymond Clagas. We started the show with Crossroads, performed there by Frank Munn with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra on October 18, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Today, January 24th, marks the birth in 1904 in Brooklyn, New York, of tenor Franklin Bauer, B-A-U-R. His singing career began in 1923 as soloist at the Park Avenue Baptist Church in New York, and that same year he joined the Shannon Quartet and made his first solo recording for the Victor Talking Machine Company. He recorded duets, beginning with fellow Shannon Quartet member Elliot Shaw, and by 1926 he was recording for about a dozen labels, including the Big Three, Victor, Columbia, and Brunswick. In 1925, the Shannon Quartet changed their name to the Revelers and toured Europe, and Bauer sang with the group until March of 1927, when they used the name Merrymakers on a Brunswick Hour of Music broadcast on the NBC Blue Radio Network. Bauer was in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927, and he was the original voice of Firestone, beginning with that program's first broadcast on December 3, 1928. He stayed with Firestone until May of 1930. His last recording was for Victor on September 27, 1929. After studying voice in Paris for more than a year, he gave a recital at Town Hall in New York City in 1933, after which he retired from singing while still in his 20s. He died in February of 1950 in the same house in which he was born. Here's Franklin Bauer.
Chilly, chilly, pom, pom, pee.
Chilly, chilly, pom, pom, pee.
You chase me.
Ooh la la, stop tickling me.
Your old man too. Cherie, Cherie, oui, oui, chili pom pom pom, chili pom pom, chili pom pee. Oh, gee, ooh, la la la, said a sweet baby, chili pom pom pee.
Thank you. the light of love comes stealing into the newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passion that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So end each story softly, as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all away.
Thank you.
there you have Franklin Bauer with four different bands. We began with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and Chili Pom Pom Pea from May 31, 1928. Chili Pom Pom Pea was written by Alfred Bryan and Pete Wendling. Next, it was Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders and 1 O'Clock Baby, written by Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, and Al Jolson. That Victor recording is from May 4, 1927. That was followed by Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, composed by Sigmund Romberg. Franklin Bauer sang the Oscar Hammerstein lyrics on October 18, 1928. We finished up with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra on April 12, 1928, and Imagination. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, I hope you'll become a Facebook fan of the show. You can do a search in Facebook of Rapidly Rotating Records, or there's a link in our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week we had a set of theater organ records, and this week we're going to have a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about the organ. Here's Hal Kemp and his orchestra.
Window, I grind and I grind, sounds like an old tin can. It's really awful, but nobody minds the music of the organ man. La la la, la la la, that's a tune you'll hear me playing every day. I have nothing else to play, 'cause it's just a one-song organ. La la la, la la la, nothing to it, but I've got a rhythm there. Makes you do it with me there. Yes, sir. Say, I've got a monkey that dances for you, then he shakes his little can. That's so you'll throw in a penny or two to help the little organ man. Ain't the music grand? And I play by hand. It's a knack I have, grinding jazz like a 10-piece band. I hear the kiddies sing when I play that thing. How they cry for more, they adore the music of the organ man.
Thank you.
see you and I as we were in days gone by, when the mighty organ played, oh, promise me. I was yours, you were mine, it was orange blossom time, when the mighty organ played, oh, promise me. The day I placed that ring upon your finger will forever linger in my memory. Though the years roll away, you're as sweet as yesterday when the mighty organ played, oh, promise me.
Since that time, she just won't treat me right.
Dickie Morgan played the organ, look Morgan played the organ, look out.
Icky played the lost chord. He didn't seem to mind it. I'd like to see them hide the chord so Icky couldn't find it.
And Icky Morgan played the organ, look out.
Then he plays it low, but the thing that I like best is Icky's tremolo.
When Icky Morgan plays the organ, look out. When Icky Morgan plays the organ, look out. When Icky Morgan plays the organ, look out.
Icky plays the biggest organ that I've ever seen. How can one man manage such a big, big machine?
Well, that set was a little different from the organ set on last week's show. That was Clark Randall and his orchestra and When Icky Morgan Plays the Organ from March 15, 1935. That was composed and arranged by Glenn Miller, who was a member of Clark Randall's band at the time, along with Matty Matlock, Charlie Spivak, and Nappy Lamar. And I selected that record just so I'd have the chance to say Icky. Icky Morgan refers to banjo and guitar player Dick Morgan, who, as a member of the Ben Pollock Orchestra, used the slang expression Icky. Dick Morgan later became a member of Spike Jonze's City Slickers, affectionately known as Icky Faced, for his comical facial contortions. We go all the way from Hearts and Flowers to Icky Morgan on this show, but you know, I think it works. Wouldn't you agree? Probably so, or you wouldn't have made it this far. Anyway, before Icky Morgan, we heard Gene Curtis and his orchestra with When the Organ Played Oh Promise Me. The vocalist on that October 15, 1937 recording was Donald Carroll. We started that organ set with the Organ Grinder. That was Hal Kemp and his orchestra with vocal by Pinky Kinsel in November of 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Not only do we have a Facebook fan page, but the show is also available now as a podcast on the iTunes Store. Just do a search on Rapidly Rotating Records in the iTunes Store, and just like listener Dixie Dick or listener Brian, you can subscribe to automatically download the latest edition of the show onto your computer or iPod. And it's free. Last week, January 22nd, marked the birth in 1897 in Surrey, England, of Leslie Fry. You may know him better as British entertainer, singer, and songwriter Leslie Cerrone. His career started at age 14 and lasted into his 80s. He served in World War I, after which he appeared in reviews and musicals, including the London productions of Showboat and Rio Rita. In the 20s and 30s, he was a popular radio performer, and in 1928 he made a short sound film called Hot Water and Vegetable. He wrote and made a number of recordings of novelty songs, and in 1935 teamed up with Leslie Holmes in an act called The Two Leslies, which lasted until 1946. In the 70s, he appeared in a number of hit television shows, and in 1983 he was in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life as one of the elderly insurance clerks in the Crimson Permanent Assurance segment. He died in London on February 12, 1985. Here's Leslie Cerrone.
What's the greatest problem now throughout the land? What's the only problem needs a helping hand? It isn't Philip Snowden or tax relief by fine. It's something more important now on everybody's mind. Just walk into any home today. It's 10 to 1 you'll hear each husband say, my wife is on the diet, and since she's on the diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy and potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Oh, 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 what a disgrace. I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face. My wife is on the diet, and since she's on the diet, I'm losing a pound every day. Monday, grapefruit, breakfast and for dinner, and at night some orange juice. Tuesday, grapefruit, boys, I'm growing thinner, all my clothes are getting loose. Wednesday, Thursday, I feel satisfied. Then I change to coffee with grapefruit on the side. Friday till Sunday is more than I can stand. Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand. My wife is on the diet, and since she's on the diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy and potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Crabs and shrimps, I must leave alone. I'm the only lobster she'll allow in my home. My wife is on the diet, and since she's on the diet, she's gaining a pound every day. Wild. One look at her onions and I cry like a child.
I'm fed up with Mrs. and Madam. I'm fed up with love and romance.
The fault wasn't sweet Fanny Adams. The bird didn't give us a chance.
Oh, sweet Fanny Adams, blind and gay, on the old apple tree in the orchard, we carved our names in May. But the woodpeckers came in September, and the woodpeckers woodpeck away. Now all you can
apple tree is sweet. F-A.
I said to my Fanny with feeling, let's park in this field for romance.
I whispered with passion, you're reeling. She said, no, it's ants in my pants. Oh, sweet Fanny Adams, light and gay, on the old apple tree in the orchard, we carved our names in May.
But the woodpeckers came in September, and the woodpeckers woodpeck away. Now all you can see on the old apple tree is sweet F.A. Though sunbathing times now are ending, few more orchard days now remain.
The chilly times onward are wending, now winter draws on again.
Fanny Adams, light and gay, on the old apple tree in the orchard, we carved our names in May. But the woodpeckers came in September, and the woodpeckers woodpeck away. Now all you can see on the old apple tree is sweet F.A. But the woodpeckers came in September, and the woodpeckers woodpeck away. Now all you can see on the old apple tree is sweet F.A.
Of that I'll have none, because I know of one, it's always full of fun. They call this one jollity, believe me folks it's great, for everything sings out to me as I go through the gate. All the little pigs they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes some row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, 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 the lambs all bleat, shake their feet, everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular in habit, the cock begins to crow, and the old buck rabbit says I'm a dodeo doe. All the little ducks go quack, 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 the cows all moo, the bull does too, everyone says how do you do down on Jollity Farm. Thank you.
fox who stumbles, and round about he'll rush. But he only grumbles when they try bobbing his brush.
Leslie Cerrone with Jack Hilton and his orchestra providing a nice variety of sound effects there on November 21st, 1929, at Jollity Farm, composed by Lawrence Wright. Before that, it was the two Leslies, Cerrone and Holmes, and Sweet Fanny Adams, written by Leslie Cerrone. Backing the two Leslies was Joe Loss and his band on November 18th, 1939. We began our little tribute to Leslie Cerrone with My Wife is on a Diet, written by Charlie Tobias and George Bennett. The band was Harry Hudson and his Melody Men on an Edison Bell Radio 78 waxed in October of 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Palestine, Texas, of singer, bandleader, and actor Smith Ballou. It's spelled Palestine, but it's pronounced Palestine, and I know this because I once hopped a freight train in Palestine, Texas. But that's another story. Smith Ballou attended UT, the University of Texas, from 1920 to 22, and while there organized a jazz combo called Jimmy's Joys, playing banjo and later serving as vocalist. In March of 1925, he formed another group called the Texas Jazzers, and he also worked with the bands of Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, and the Dorsey Brothers. In 1929, he started the Smith Ballou Orchestra and began his recording career with OK. Over the next 20 years, he made records for more than 30 labels, including Victor, Brunswick, Columbia, and Decca. In 1936, he moved to Hollywood, where he appeared in 24 films, primarily westerns, between 1936 and 1950. Smith Ballou died in Longview, Texas on May 2, 1984, and is buried in Fort Worth. Here are three from Smith Ballou.
And you'd be so charming, charming, lovely to see, but no use for me, I'm just a slave to you. How can you be so charming, charming, tell me what I can do. You haunt me, yet you seem to taunt me, what's the use of being in love with you? How can you be so charming when you're breaking my heart in two?
We began our tribute to Smith Blue with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, and From Now On, recorded by Victor on September 27, 1929. From Now On was written by Edward Eliscue and Richard Myers. Next, it was Charming, composed by Herbert Stothart, with the lyrics by Clifford Gray. Ben Selvin and his orchestra provided the musical accompaniment on July 12, 1929. 5 days later, Smith Ballou recorded the Moonlight March with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys. And of course, you know that Ted Wallace was a pseudonym for... That's right, Ed Kirkaby. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.